Welcome to the Blended Family Coaching Show, where you'll discover how to move your stepfamily from just surviving to truly thriving.
Grab your headphones and listen in as we share practical, real-life strategies for building healthy bonds,
understanding the kids' perspective,
romance and partnership,
parenting with great teamwork,
and yes, even co-parenting with a difficult ex.
We're Mike and Kim Anderson, and we believe with the right tools, every step couple can overcome the common challenges of stepfamily life.
Join us for authentic and sometimes comical conversations to discover how you can lead your family with confidence and create the future you really want.
Well, hey there, welcome. We're so glad that you're here to hang out with us once again and keep learning about healthy stepfamily dynamics. Yeah. Now, today we've got an announcement that we want to share with you, but first, we want to take a moment to talk about the importance of the replenishing strategic pause.
Ooh.
You know, we see this principle popping up all over the place, from the concept of intermittent fasting to improve our health, to interval training as an exercise method. You know, these approaches have a strategic pause built right in. Mm-hmm. And really, all of us have this age-old practice of our weekend in one form or another. You know, in the traditional work environment, many people work Monday through Friday, and then they strategically pause for the weekend in order to replenish for the next week, right? Though many of us don't necessarily practice that, and I'm included in that. I often don't practice that. But I really like this term strategic pause, and it's one that I first heard from Juliet Funt, who's an author, a speaker, and a business consultant. Mm-hmm. She's got an organization called White Space, and she's really created a platform for discussing how critical it is for all of us in many areas of life to take a strategic pause for replenishment, which actually increases our performance and stamina. Now, Juliet and many other researchers and authors and speakers really do have a lot to say about this, right?
Yeah. And thinking about all of this, we've been talking for the past several weeks about what this means for us and for how we want to serve you, our listeners.
Totally.
Now, we launched this podcast back in October of 2019, October 1st.
Coming up on 2 years.
And we absolutely love serving all of you. Mm-hmm. We've not missed a week in all of that time.
That's right.
And we've even shared some extra episodes along the way for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been amazed as well as blessed by the responses we've received. Mm. I mean, we really had no idea if anyone would listen to this show.
That's for sure.
Much less reach out to us to partner with us for personal coaching and support.
Mm-hmm.
The response has been remarkable, and we're super excited for what might come in the future.
For sure.
Now, in order to keep serving you with energy and to bring value, we've recently realized we need to consider a strategic pause.
Mm-hmm.
We need to spend a little time replenishing and imagining what might be next and how we can best reach and serve stepfamily couples who need our support and our encouragement.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do for the month of October. We're going to take a strategic pause. Now, in that time, we're really excited to be serving the Family Life team by speaking at the Summit on Stepfamily Ministry in Georgia.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be planning some content for November and December, as well as just taking a few days to relax and also enjoy some quality connection with each other along the way, which is so important. And, you know, we're always encouraging you to do that as well in your relationship, right?
Right?
So we need to be able to model that also.
Intentional time.
Absolutely. You know, for me personally, many of you may not know that I spend time focused on coaching and supporting in a local organization part-time, and I spend a lot of my day there, and then I come here, and you and I get to coach couples into our evening. You know, we coach on Saturday, and then a lot of times we're working on our podcast on Sundays, and so I get about a half a day off a week.
It's not enough.
No, and so I need to really think through that. I need to take this strategic pause for my own personal well-being, and because I want to keep showing up really well.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. We're not like going off the grid.
No.
We're still going to be answering emails. We're serving our coaching clients. So if you're one of our clients and you're listening, no,
don't
we're not
worry.
Canceling any appointments or anything like that. We're connecting with couples for those free coaching calls that we offer. So if you need us, just reach out. Please don't hesitate.
Yeah.
And for some of you, you might be listening right now and you're thinking, well, wait a second. I don't want to take a strategic pause. I'm not ready for that. I'm listening to a lot of your episodes and I want to keep learning. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're brand new to the show and so you're just getting started. And so pausing really doesn't make sense. We've got some suggestions for you. And you know what? If you've been listening for a while, this might help you too, because it could be time for you to just do some review.
Yeah.
We all need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed.
There's a lot to remember.
That's right. So if you don't want to take a strategic pause with us, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to just keep on learning. We've got you covered.
Yeah.
We've identified our top 5 episodes that we're going to link to in the show notes. So that means that's one episode for every Tuesday in October, plus a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still covered as we head into October.
You know, we chose these 5 not only based on the amount of listeners for these episodes, but also the themes we hear from our couples when we connect with you personally.
Mm-hmm.
The questions that so many of you ask and the challenges you describe and the core reasons you tend to reach out to us for help.
Yeah.
Based on all of that, these are the top 5 episodes you might want to start with if you're new here, or you might intentionally go back to for review if you've been with us for a while.
For sure.
Okay, so we're going to kind of do this countdown style.
All right, let's do it.
We'll start with 5.
Do I need to do a drum roll?
Maybe. Which is episode 29, and it's called, What is a Loyalty Bind and What Can You Do About It?
Mm.
So, you know, kids in blended families, they often get stuck in what are called loyalty binds.
Yep.
And that can sometimes lead them to rejecting their step parent or resisting the blending process.
Mm-hmm.
So in episode 29, you'll find out exactly what a loyalty bind is and what you can do to help ease this tension in your home and move forward and help the kids move forward.
That's right. 4 is episode 8, called Toxic Exes and Defiant Kids, A Simple Strategy Against Lies and Slander.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you know what? Unfortunately, many of us struggle with a former spouse that seems to have a negative influence on our kids.
Yep.
And it impacts not only our kids, but our own home as well. And when it gets toxic, it can be really challenging.
Yeah.
And in episode 8, we share how you can appropriately combat that negative influence.
Yeah.
So you might need to really listen to that one.
3 is episode 86, 2 Effective Strategies to Strengthen Your Family Bonds and Reduce Painful Tension.
Oh, I love that.
And you know, we all want to experience strong, healthy bonds in our blended families, and yet we often end up experiencing a lot of tension and even pain. So episode 86 will give you 2 practical and effective approaches to loving well in your unique blended family dynamics.
That's right. Okay, 2 is episode 4. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to make that confusing. Like our 2 in our countdown is episode 4.
Right.
And that's called, Can You Overcome Your Parenting Style Differences? Oh my goodness. We hear from step couples all the time how they feel stuck because their parenting styles seem to be so different, and those differences often lead to conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in episode 4, we explore what parenting styles really are and what most couples really mean when they're feeling frustrated with their styles just being too different.
Yeah.
Then we share some practical insights and resources that are going to help you to take the next step toward getting united in your parenting.
Yeah. And finally, you can do the drum roll now. 1 is episode 21.
Awesome.
What is the stranded stranger and trapped teammate experience?
Oh, man, yes. This one's off the charts.
You know, this is a dynamic we hear every couple we've worked with experience challenges around.
Yeah.
It's just, it's inevitable.
Yep.
And this is 1 of a 3-part series, and it's a great place to get started or to go back to for a review because feeling trapped is so common for bio parents and feeling stranded is just, it's prevalent for step parents, regardless of how many years you've been blending.
Mm.
And we believe every step couple needs to fully understand this concept and develop language around how they can talk about this dynamic mm-hmm. and effective coping skills and strategies as well to For move sure. forward.
I agree.
So there you go. If you go and find these episodes either to review or if you haven't heard them before, that's more than enough learning to cover your month of October,
right? Absolutely.
And again, we'll link to all of those in the show notes to make it easy for you.
Totally. Just keep coming back to this episode and then work your way through those links.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? We're so grateful for you and we love serving you here on the show.
We do.
We know firsthand how challenging blended family life can be and we want to continue supporting you in an effective and a meaningful way.
Absolutely.
And so we want to thank you in advance for your support and your grace with us as we take this strategic pause. And honestly, we can't wait to connect again here on the show in November.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the meantime, again, please don't hesitate to reach out if you need some personal support along the way. We're still here. We just want you to really hear that.
Yep. And we'll be back the first week of November.
That's right. But for now, that's going to make this episode and September of 2021 a wrap.
Until November.